So good to be here. Baptisms. Gonna be good. And I remember when I got baptized many years ago, it wasn't as cool as the spa that we've got here. It was on the Great Yorkshire Showground, and it was a bit of a, you know, sheep dip scenario that they, I suppose it was quite appropriate really, dipping sheep and all of that. And, but I just know, you know, for the four people getting baptized today, it's a significant time. And I just want to share a few thoughts from the Gospel of Matthew today. And this is an interesting story because it's about the baptism of Jesus. And one of the things I love about the life of Jesus is that he was not slow to show us how we should be. He's not slow to say, this is how you need to do things. This is how you need to live your life. And I'm going to pick up, and Simon, you can carry on playing there. It's nice and... And I'm picking up from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, starting at verse 13. It says this, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling upon him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. What a great bit of Bible scripture that is. And my message today is a very simple one. It's called All That's Required. And, you know, when we pick up the story, what people, I suppose, don't always get, because when you read the Bible, you don't always get some of the context that's there. And Jesus has left his hometown of Nazareth. For 30 years, he's been pretty much in obscurity in this little town called Nazareth. He's been doing the social stuff, you know, part of a family, living his life, making tables, chairs, and whatever else to order. But there comes a moment where he knows that the next stage of his life needs to start. And what I find the most interesting thing is that the first thing that he does is he comes to be baptized. Doesn't start preaching, doesn't start healing the people. You know, he's not challenging the Pharisees. The first thing that he comes to do is to be baptized. And I want to say in the life or the journey of a Christ follower, where baptism comes, yeah, it's not really such a big deal. But what is important is that you come to that point of revelation that you know you need to be baptized. There is something about it. And John, he's been around and he's been baptizing people in the River Jordan for the repentance of sins. And Jesus turns up and they have this dialogue. Jesus comes into the water. It's kind of how I imagine it. And John's gone, look, what are you doing here? What's going on? You've got a bigger purpose, a greater purpose than I have. I'm kind of doing my thing, but you know, if anything should be happening here, you should be baptizing me. And yet Jesus, aware of everything that he has come to do, Jesus, aware of the will of God, his Father, still says, no, look, this is important. This is an important moment. It's a significant moment. And it's not just about the fact that they're coming and symbolizing, yeah, their connection with Jesus, their connection with his death, connection with his resurrection, and connection with the new life that there is to be found in Jesus. It's not just going into some water. It's much more than that. And I'm really believing that for those who are being baptized, they're going to have a significant moment where God is going to touch their lives. And for those of us watching, it's going to be significant for us as we rejoice and celebrate, yeah, with the decision that they have made. You see, we don't get baptized because it's some duty-bound thing. We get baptized as Christians because it shows our devotion to God. There's too much of the sense of got to do things out of duty. And at times that's necessary and relevant. But how much more for those who trust Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that we come to baptism because of our devotion to him and our devotion to God. I think the highest motive for doing anything in life is because God has asked us to.